Do you believe that with God, all things are possible? Well, if you're a Bible-believing Christian, then you do. But sometimes we limit God by looking at our inability rather than looking at God's ability. Do we really believe that with God, all things are possible, or do we just like saying it? My friend, don't look at your shortcomings or your failures, but look at God's greatness.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you with us today on Truth and Fact, and we are in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. I want to talk about raising our expectations, believing God for the unbelievable. You know, it's possible that we can go to church, we can hear the Word of God, we can worship the Lord, and yet not believe Him to do a mighty work in our lives. And my friend, I believe it's imperative that we come with expectation, that we believe that, yes, it is true, with God, all things are possible. Now, my friend, we can say that God can heal, but not believe Him for healing ourselves. We can say that God can deliver and yet not believe Him for deliverance ourselves. Or we can say that God baptizes in the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, He does. Praise the Lord. Amen. But yet not believe Him to baptize me. See, God revealed to Moses His plan to orchestrate the greatest exodus in human history, and He wanted to use Moses as an instrument to accomplish His purpose and His plan. This was God's will. Moses responded to God basically by arguing with Him. Moses was overwhelmed by what he heard and began to make excuses for why he couldn't be used of God. Moses says, I can't speak, I can't, and so forth. My friend, maybe God wants to use you. And then we start making excuses of why God can't use us or why we are not available. You know what, my friend? Moses would have readily acknowledged his belief in God's power. There's no problem with that. He believed in God's power and he believed in God's ability. But Moses had a hard time in believing that God could use his miraculous work through his own life. In other words, this is what we do. We limit God by looking at our inability rather than looking at God's ability or God's greatness. Do we really believe that with God, all things are possible? Or do we just like to say it because it sounds good? See, my friend, don't look at your shortcomings. Don't look at your limitations. Don't look at your inability, but do this. Look at God's ability. God can do anything. God is almighty. And if God can use a donkey to talk to a wayward prophet, if God can use a whale to get the attention of Jonah, if God can use a few fish and loaves of bread to feed thousands, then think about this. God can use you. But it's up to us to believe Him according to His word. God can do so much with His church. He can do so much with you. But are you willing? Will you believe? Will you be that willing vessel? Many times, you know, we hinder what God wants to do because of our unbelief. Did you say unbelief? That's right. Unbelief. Jesus had to rebuke His disciples from time to time because of their unbelief. When it came down to it, they didn't even believe that He had risen from the dead. After all the miracles, they still struggled with unbelief, and we may struggle with unbelief from time to time as well. Well, my dear friend, do you sense there may be far more that God wants to do through your life than what you've been experiencing? Then ask God to show you what it is. Then be prepared to respond in faith and obedience to what God tells you, and watch God work miracles in and through your life. Oh yes, my friend, He is still a miracle-working God. He is on the throne. God is in control, and I want to encourage you to believe Him by faith.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.